My brothers and sisters, as has become our practice, let's pray. Father, you who are Lord of lords and King of kings, we praise you. We worship and honor your name, Father, while giving you thanks for the word that you will speak to us today. We give all glory and honor to you and you alone. We pray that the words we will hear are what your Holy Spirit will minister to our spirits at this time. Father, we pray in agreement with you as well as with one another, making petitions and requests to you with thanksgiving that you will bless your sons and daughters who listen to the messages through the podcasts that I believe you've given me. May they be blessed and prosper in all they do according to your word and your will. We pray and petition you, Father, that we and our families will walk in divine health and that our days upon the earth will be long and fruitful. Father, we thank you because we're hearing the praise reports on behalf of those for whom we have been interceding. We praise your holy name for the continual healings that are being manifested. We have no words that are sufficient enough to thank you. We continue to pray for the young woman who I love like a granddaughter, along with two young men and two little boys that you have introduced into my life. Let all who are in need of healing, whether physically, mentally, in marriages, family matters, or whatever the need may each and every one know you as Jehovah Rapha. Father, as we continue to pray and agree with the family of a brother who resides in Trinidad, we also pray for the sister who is in Boston for her health, well-being, and stamina. We thank you, Father, that they will not only know your healing powers, but that their family will receive the strength, peace, and all else that's necessary as they continue to stand by one another during this season in their lives. Also, Father, you know the gentleman who I pray for every day without exception. I don't need to tell you that I love him like a son, and I continue to pray the prayer of Jabez over him in agreement with you on his behalf. I pray that he will always be free from pain. Bless him, Father, his wife and family, and may you enlarge their territories in great and mighty ways. We ask again, Father, that each and every one of your sons and daughters would walk in divine health. Father, we ask as we listen to this podcast that we all hear your voice clearly and concisely. And we ask that as we hear that all you have purposed these messages for will be accomplished. We thank you, Holy Ghost, as you use these words to minister to the hearts and spirits of your sons and daughters. Help us to grow, learn, develop, and increase in our covenant walk with you. We pray and make all of these petitions to you, Father, asking that all of our families will walk in covenant with you all the days of their lives. May our covenant blessings with you be generational to the thousandth generation, Jesus, should you tarry. Father, I thank you that you not only hear our prayers and requests, but you answer us. As it says in 1 Chronicles 5, you answered their prayers because they trust you. Thank you, Father. Thank you because we trust you. And we thank you for answering our prayers. Amen. Hello to each of you. I'm Prophet Beatrice Valerie Nero, and I welcome you to another episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. This week, I'll be sharing with you part two of the message entitled, One Thing After the Other. Last week, I shared with you the dream that God gave me where there was a man who I didn't know or recognize, along with myself, who were running from people who had been changed by others into beings or monsters that were trying to kill us. In the dream, after running for some time, the man and I managed to climb up a cliff and get on a ledge. We laid down thinking that we'd be able to rest, catch our breath, and possibly get away from the creatures who were after us. However, as soon as we got up on the plateau to rest, the things that had been once human and normal began coming over the edge of the cliff right behind us. All we could do was lay on our backs and kick them back down as they tried to come over to get us. As you may recall from last week, I told you that I said to the Lord in the dream, "I'm so tired. I just don't know how much longer I can do this. I don't know how much longer we can last." It was only then that I woke up. There are several things that our Father wants to minister to our spirits through this dream. He wants us to know and understand about the things that we're going through in life right now. Even though things may be rough, and we may not know how we're going to make it, but first and foremost, please know that you're not in this alone. You are not in this situation by yourself. There was somewhat of a comfort to me in the dream, knowing that I was not the only one on that cliff who was trying to kick these things back down. I knew that if there had not been someone else there with me, that I would have immediately been overtaken by these things. I knew that this man, whoever he was kicking them back down right alongside me, literally helping me to fight off what was trying to rise up over the edges of the cliff to destroy me. This man was backing me up so that I wouldn't have to stand alone and be in that fight by myself. So in knowing that this man was a comfort, that he was alongside of me, and that he was backing me up, basically fighting on my behalf, who else could he be, or who else could he have represented in the dream but the Holy Ghost? He was and he is my paraclete. God did not and he will not leave us alone in our battles unless we choose to walk away from him. Again, according to 1 Chronicles 5, in the last sentence, verse 20, it reads, "He answered their prayers because they trusted in him." If we trust him, we will obey him. And if we obey him, he will answer our prayers. On the other hand, if we choose to do otherwise, we will be looking at an entirely different scenario. Last Friday morning during my prayer and devotion time, God brought me back into Luke 13. The third and fifth verses of that chapter read exactly the same. "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish," is how the third verse reads. Then the fifth verse says, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." In 2 Peter 3 and 9, it reads, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Being on that ledge, out of breath, and continually kicking the creatures back down was an indication of those in the body of Christ who still have time to repent. However, it must be understood that there is not much time, in fact, very little time left for true, honest, heartfelt repentance to come forth. There are so many who are tired of fighting the issues that keep coming up after them. It always seems to be one thing after the other. It's always something that keeps rising up against us. But if you are one who needs to repent, then please know that you don't have much time left, because you can't last much longer with the way things are going in your life. It's a matter of repent or perish. God has made promises to his sons and daughters. He has promised to keep us, lead and guide us. He has promised to heal and deliver us. He has made promises that we're not even aware of. And he will keep those promises, except that we refuse to repent. The Holy Ghost continues alongside of us, continually giving us counsel and comfort until we just refuse to listen and receive from him. There are some who, instead of kicking the things that are trying to destroy them, they have started to try to kick the Holy Ghost off the ledge. They don't want his comfort, counsel, or for him to be with them. There are some who want to fight on their own rather than repent. They have decided to allow flesh to rule rather than putting flesh under subjection. And when flesh rules, we lose. Remember, the beings that were chasing and trying to kill me and this man had once formerly been human. They had once been normal, loving, and kind human beings like most of us are right now. But something, or rather someone, changed them. We cannot allow the influence of others to change us into things, people, and breeds that God never intended us to be. There are things that can come into our lives, into the lives of the people of God, that can literally turn them into monsters. If we allow these influences and sins to overtake us, they will turn us into unidentifiable creatures who are no longer recognized by family, loved ones, or God. Not even God? Remember in Matthew 7:23 when Jesus said, "Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." And he will be saying this to people who proclaimed that they did his works. Even Jesus won't recognize them. Let me give you another nugget from me and Tony Evans. Many years ago, as a very young Christian, I asked God to let me see me as he saw me. In my pride, ignorance, stupidity, and arrogance, I dared to ask our Father such a question. I was a brand new Christian, maybe 3 years old, but I thought I was all that and a bag of chips, as the saying goes. I really thought I was on fire for God. And worse yet, I was part of a ministry that thought the same thing. But when God allowed me to actually see my spirit man as he saw me at that time in my life, I was devastated. As I listened to Tony Evans on Friday of last week, he suggested the same thing. He said to ask God to let you see you as he sees you. For some, I know it will be quite sobering, to say the least. They are those of us that are so confident in who we are that we can't even see the darkness that we're in. Oftentimes, I will say to certain people that I wish they could see themselves as our Father allows me to see them. The thing about that is, God lets me see his sons and daughters as they will be, and as he knows that they can become, not necessarily as they are at that present time. For those people, it means that they are truly striving to serve God, have absolutely given their hearts to him, and are doing all they can to give him his glory. It means that there will be advancement, a move forth that's necessary for them to be who and what God has ordained. It means that to the best of their abilities, they are submitting to the Holy Ghost and allowing in their lives whatever is necessary for them to proceed and forge ahead in order to receive all that God has ordained for them. And when necessary, they are willing to repent, ask for forgiveness, not turn back, listen to and heed the counsel of the Holy Spirit as He ministers to their spirits. To do less is to be in rebellion and is to remain in the darkness and sin in one's life. Except that we repent, we too shall perish. But again, remember, all is not lost, and we are not forsaken. Remember, one of the things in the dream was that the man and myself climbed up. We didn't go down. In order to reach the cliff, we had to continually move in an upward direction. And as we went up together. He never left me. God wants us to know that no matter what happens, no matter who or what is trying to overtake us, if we remain in Him and allow Him to remain in us, then it means that we're moving up in Him and He will not leave us. There are some in the body of Christ who won't pray seriously are consistently until they are in situations like the ones mentioned from my dream. Going back to Deuteronomy 8, 2 through 3, it reads, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." There are times that God will allow us to be tested, but it's for a purpose, and that purpose is to do us good and not harm. We all know Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." There are those of us who will only start to pray when they feel they have nowhere else to turn. In actuality, there are times that when we find ourselves in these types of scenarios, that it's a matter that God has allowed them in order for us to turn to Him. In Deuteronomy 8:16, it reads, "He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you." There are things that our Father has allowed in our lives to test us. It's to humble us so that it will go well with us and for us. Let's not fail the test. No matter why or how, when we find ourselves calling and crying out to the Father for help, at that time, we must trust Him. I don't remember the actual climbing process in the dream. I don't remember grabbing hold of anything to move up or pull myself up. I was just aware of the fact that we had climbed. Then I remember getting to the plateau and being drained of my strength and energy. We have not gotten to where we are today through our own strength and stamina. Granted, we may be worn out when we get there, but nonetheless, we did not get there on our own. No matter how hard we've worked or what we've done or who we've known, we must know without a doubt that it's been God who has brought us this far. Again, in Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 18 reads, "You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today." We cannot think or assume for one moment that we've gotten to where we are on our own. The reason I don't remember climbing is because I didn't get to that height on my own. I didn't get up to where I was on my own. Even when we're not aware of how it's done, or even when it's done, we must always understand that it's God and God alone who receives all of the glory, honor, and praise. We must remember Philippians 1 and 6, which says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus." If and when we allow our Father to do what needs to be done within us, he will complete what he started. In spite of all the life issues that are trying to pull us back down and destroy us, God will do for us what needs to be done. However, if there is no repentance, there can be no blessings. If there's no repentance, we will never be able to kick the issues, the things that's coming after us, the beings, the issues, the demons that are trying to pull us back down will always, always be present. If there's no repentance, it will always be one thing after another. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. I ask that each of you would share this podcast with others and always remember that it's available for listening on every podcast server and app. I continue to ask you for your support through your prayers. You can contact me through my email at ameeteagle@charter.net. That's ameeteagle@charter.net and through the Facebook post or Facebook Messenger. Thank you again for your prayers and support, and may God bless each and every one of you.